Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey, you, over there in the corner, come on in, sit down. And then you guys too, over to the right, come on in, sit down, make yourselves at home. This is another sud segment where we figured out that if beer can make people easier on the eyes, maybe it can have the same effect on the ears. Eh?
Hmm? It's possible. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So pop in your earbuds and get ready. Who writes this?
I'm here for it.
It's probably AI. Chat.
Thank you, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today is good old gal Carrie Ann.
Hi. I feel like I just saw you guys.
Maybe.
Happy to be here.
Yay. Good old boy Sparky.
I was wandering around on the street and you guys just kind of let me into your house and I appreciate that.
Some guy with a bow tie shows up at your door. You kind of got to let him in.
You
I think.
Right?
I was going to sell you a book or two, but you know, I'll take that.
Yes.
Instead, he's eating our peanuts.
Can I share the word of Jesus Christ with you?
Have you heard the good word?
Make America pray again.
Yes. Okay. Good old boy Dave. Hi.
Are you threatening me? Nay, my bunghole will ask the questions.
Wow.
Yes.
Senor Beavis, don't I ask the hall pass?
2024, here we are.
Yeah. And here we are. Yes.
I'm still in like 1990.
We got it. We got it. You don't even have to say it. Check.
Don't make me play the toadies for you again.
Okay. Today's episode is a brewery takeover. Mirror Twin Brewing opened up in November of 2023. So very recently.
Very recently.
In Lexington, Kentucky. They have two different tap rooms, all from being birthed in November of 2023.
That's impressive.
Well, right?
But remember that Kentucky is about 20 to the country. So really, that's more like 2003.
And they just got, I heard they just got shoes a few years ago, and I'm really, really? Proud of them. Like, they finally made it.
Yeah.
You know, as my second home, I wouldn't let anyone speak about Tennessee that way, and I will not tolerate the Kentuckyism.
Well, that's fine, because we'll just talk about Alabama.
Kentuckyism.
Well, can we talk about Alabama instead? Because
yeah.
I feel
Roll Tide, because Elite Eight.
Okay.
Anything else?
Wow. Mm. There she's just like bringing all the bombs, like boom, boom.
Exactly.
Hard slap.
That was last episode of Bombs. Oh, Oppenheimer.
Right. Yes. Okay. Well, they have two different tap rooms, and that each have a distinctly unique vibe. Despite being literally next door to each other?
Yeah, the two tap rooms are next door to each other.
Really?
Yeah. One of them's a cocktail lounge and the other one's like a tap room.
Okay. There's that. Well, good old boy Dave, since you know so much about Mirror Twin Brewing.
And
why
everything
don't you tell
else?
Us a little bit more?
Well, like most breweries, their website was a treasure trove of information. Okay? Yeah.
You did the deep research.
Let's see here. They are in Lexington, Kentucky, and
excellent.
Opened in 2023. They have two tap rooms, but you are already covered that. Let's see. Well, one of the owners is a mirror twin, so that's probably where the name came from. I did find out that they serve a green Bloody Mary.
Dave, could you tell me what is a mirror twin?
A mirror twin is like when you're identical twins, and one of the twins... like your hair parts on the right side, the other twin, your hair parts on the left side. And so your distinctive characteristics.
So it's about okay. the part.
Mm-hmm. It's all about your hair part. Mm-hmm. You might have a facial tick on your right side. Your twin has a facial tick on the left side.
Yeah, no, I
your twin's right testicle hangs a little bit lower. Your testicle hangs a little
no,
bit
no, no. I knew a pair of female mirror twins, and yeah. they had
which one's testicle?
They were female, but they both had
a low hanging boob.
One breast was larger than the other, and was mirrored on either side. So, yeah. Oh my god,
that's like we just said that. So, how do you know that depth of
They
pool party.
They volunteer.
Pool party.
No.
Okay. Just go bar with party. The pool party.
It's a pool party.
Yeah.
It's a pool party.
Pool party. Yeah.
Yep. That's what happened.
That's all
always
it was. It was just
a
pool party.
Oh.
There were
my
a lot
God.
Of people. There were lots of people around. Yeah. And
that
Sparky,
was the 1,000-mile stare.
Sparky, okay.
Sparky was never on the show again.
And okay.
Good thing
all right, we should probably
listens.
Move along.
Well, yes. Yeah, so if that's all that we're going to get to, I guess we really just need to move on. Yes.
I like a green Bloody Mary, though. What makes it green?
It's their homemade green tomato.
Tomatilla.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Well, so I don't know if they use tomatillas or if they're just
green
using
tomatoes.
Green tomatoes.
Interesting.
And making it like the unripe tomato,
sure.
like sort of, you know, like fried green tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, field trip to Lexington.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Sparky's mirror twins, one of them had an unripe tomato on one side.
And an overripe, yeah.
Overripe.
It was
on
a
the
red
other.
Bloody Mary and a green Bloody Mary.
Just circling back.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Sparky,
so they could
speaking
only,
of you.
He could only stare him in one eye at a time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Enough.
All right. We're done,
obviously.
Sparky.
For now. Please give us today's lineup, Sparky.
The Mirror Twin Brewing Company beers we'll be tasting today are White Girl Wasted.
Oh, yeah.
An ode to Nashville, Tennessee with their American Blonde Ale. Bee Sting Honey Hefeweizen for those mirror twins that are a little bit incongruous. The Oregon Pale, American Pale Ale. Red Blooded American, Red Ale. You, Me, and Mr. PB. Chocolate Peanut Butter, Milk Stout. Ooh, gross. Not looking forward to that. Kitten Mittens. Oh, man, that sounds like a Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. You guys don't catch that reference? Oh, yeah. Is your cat so loud? Try Kitten Mittens. I'm really excited about that. That's a porter. And if time permits, we may have a bonus beer or two.
Mm. Thank you, Sparky.
You're welcome.
All right. Good old gal Carrie Ann, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Ooh.
So I'm going to do this in the style of every Kentuckian I know.
Good.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be discussing and rating these beers with these sips ratings plus our signature belching sounds.
I like how she said sips.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. She's a sips girl. It's all
I
good.
Said
it's okay.
Sips. We and what feel... I meant to say was sips. It's... So here are those ratings.
That was perfect.
Yes. It's sudsy. One. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. See how that wasn't hick?
Not, no hick at all.
Two. Was that a belch? Also not hick. Three. Oh, what a relief it is. 4. A body really shouldn't make that sound.
It was very cosmopolitan.
5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Oh.
Carrie-Anne, that was really classy, and there was no implied inbreeding. I feel like yes. You really, you know, brought up the Kentucky scene there. Yes. Thank you for
Love
that.
Love you, Kentucky.
There were no web toes. And then,
no, it's true. Yes. It's true.
6th toes, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
fair.
Boy.
Fair.
Okay. Watch let's out. Get to it.
We should
it.
Probably,
Yeah, let's get to it. First one, White Girl Wasted, the American Blonde.
Guess who's White Girl Wasted right now?
What?
Sparky.
It's true, y'all. I've made some bad decisions.
Okay. 5.5% ABV. This is a light and refreshing ale that is easy to drink and easy to enjoy. We use two different malts to give this blonde ale a bit of color and slight sweetness. We also use a unique method of adding hops, which mellows the bitterness and makes the beer smoother to drink. Have a few and see where the night goes.
Unique method? What does that even mean?
Oh, no.
They add a torpedo?
After the beer's cold, they add the hops.
Okay.
Who writes this?
They do.
This is...
Marketing girl that just graduated from the University of Kentucky.
Thank you for the... Wow.
That you actually sounded like a marketing
you
girl.
You did that well.
Who just... Yeah. It's okay.
It's underwhelming.
That's a good
just
word,
like
too.
The marketing girl that just graduated from the University of Kentucky.
You know, and compared to some blonde ales that we've had recently.
Yeah,
sure.
I feel like this one is a little sharp.
I agree with that. Yeah. And there's definitely some... It's definitely not as smooth.
Color on this,
yeah,
it's almost clear. So like, there's nothing malt wise that would balance out any extra level of hop.
This doesn't taste anything like White Girls I've tasted.
No, I mean it's
wait, Sparky.
What had happened
was think about this for a minute.
Okay.
And we'll continue in just a minute.
We're going to go into the break on that note.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road and wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're doing a brewery takeover. We haven't done one of these in a bit.
A couple days.
Yeah. Sure. And this is Mirror Twin Brewing in Lexington, Kentucky. So the beer that we started talking about before the break.
I knew you would love that. I knew you would love that.
You're not even old enough to love that.
We just love everything here. Is White Girl Wasted, the American Blonde Ale. And we had some thoughts. Yes.
Oh, we did.
Yes. And honestly...
They were shallow.
Yeah. It's just, there's this little bit of astringency and this like almost vegetalness that is just a little odd.
It's not really balanced. There's something quite off.
I think they tried to make it too light.
Maybe.
And so by scrimping on the malt bill, And maybe they sparged a little too high. I don't know what they did, but there's not enough malt in here to make this beer balance.
Yeah, the hops. With the hops.
Yeah, for certain. Yeah. Yeah, because that's all you're getting is just the hops. And for a blonde, that's kind of wild.
It's like a hop water.
Yes.
I mean, okay. If you're a wasted white girl, you might drink this, I guess. But yeah. Probably low calorie.
Yeah. That's what we have to say. It's probably sure. low calorie.
Okay. We are going to rate this a 2.
Generously.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the Bee Sting Honey Hefeweizen. And this one actually has a special story.
Oh, cool.
As soon as I can find this story.
It also has a special little name.
There was a guy who came to the brewery a lot, and he gave them the recipe. It was a family recipe. And then he passed away a few years ago. So
oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
They started No.
Okay.
Keep it in. Once it's inside, it has to stay inside.
That's what she said.
Okay, lot, so this Hefeweizen is 6.5% ABV. Now, spring has sprung, so to speak. And this is their first spring seasonal release, which is a fan favorite. And it's been adored by locals, I guess, for the last 5 years.
What?
Which they just opened last year, so which I'm
very confused.
Yeah, that is a little slightly confusing. So it has classic Hefe notes with banana and clove stemming from the yeast.
It's actually a pretty nice little Hefe.
Yeah, on the nose, absolutely banana and classic Hefe notes.
And then on the finish, I'm getting like what, cardboard?
The finish was weird for me too. That was the one place.
It would make me want to keep drinking it to avoid the finish. Because I like all the things.
Problem until solved.
The wet cardboard.
That's a good marketing ploy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like the clove kind of goes off the rails at the end.
Yeah, yes.
Because of clove, and you get it, and you're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Because usually, when you have a Hefe, like you get that in the nose, you have it on the initial palate, and then it's just kind of whisks away. And they usually finish kind of grainy on a Hefe, but this, the clove just goes for days.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. It does. It does.
I'm not getting as much of the honey, though.
No.
Okay.
I'm getting mouthfeel, though, wise.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's there in the weight, but it's not on the palate at all.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I think there's so much other stuff going on. It may be that you just can't pick it out.
Yeah, and I just wonder if it's a really strong yeast strain that's doing this.
I think that's what it is, because, I mean, I've had honey Hefeweizens before, and you kind of get that nice, like, bright sweetness of the honey.
Right. That kind of softens the
floral kind of, yes, and not at all in this.
I think you just have to, they have to dial this one in a little bit better.
It's a great idea. I mean, I've had plenty of honey Hefes in my life before, but this is one of them.
Right. Okay.
This is one of the Hefeweizens I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we are going to rate this a 2.
All right.
Okay. But I have hope.
It's uphill. We're going up from here.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, this is exciting.
We got a couple out of the way.
Because just let me tell you, the can label of the next one.
The concept behind this next one
gets a 20.
Yeah. It's going to get an extra point in the rating.
Until you die of dysentery.
Regardless of what it tastes like, it's going to get an extra point off the top.
That's true.
Okay. Yes. Yes. That's true. But before that, we get to the next beer. It is story time.
Oh, I love story time.
Today, good old gal Carrie Ann has a story for us.
Tell us a story, Carrie Ann.
Tell us a story.
Maybe keep your tongue off the toads.
What?
Yeah. So the National Park Service recently asked visitors to please, please, please stop licking the toads.
Okay.
Stop it. That's already.
Just stop that's a good, it. Yeah. You know what? Just stop.
Wait, are they looking for princes?
Well,
I'm not sure that was about.
I don't think that's how you got a prince to come up.
as we say with most things you come across in a national park, whether it be a banana slug, an unfamiliar mushroom.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Or a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night. Please refrain from licking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
National Park Service PR is on top of this. So licking the toads is not the way most people go about getting the super secret substance out of them. But sometimes you can dry it into crystals and smoke it.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Really?
Who knew?
It's got a name.
Never saw that on Facebook Marketplace.
Wow.
Yeah. So licking the toads is a thing that the Park Service has seen as a problem, which means they're out in the dead of night watching you lick toads. What's more embarrassing?
You think the toads
licking a
complained?
Toad or getting caught licking a toad?
You think like they figured it out because the toads were complaining? Like, hey, look. All right.
Rude.
I'm living in this park, yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm doing my thing.
I'm just trying to live my life.
Yeah.
Hopping along.
Freaking hippie with dreadlocks.
Here comes
up.
A big tongue at me.
Yeah. You know. They're not even licking the...
Trustafarian.
They're licking the part I don't like, you know. I mean,
oh.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, wait. Is that how that works?
Yeah. I mean...
Oh.
You
know, oh.
I mean, oh, I didn't...
Well, you know.
I mean, I...
If someone was going to lick you... Would licking your back be what you would choose?
How do you know that's where they're that licking? Is. Are they licking the back?
Like, is that not
yeah, that's
where
what
the place
is?
Are you sure?
Grab the toad.
So like this that. Toad oh. is also known as the Colorado River Toad and is found primarily in the Sonoran Desert in the southwestern U.S. and northwestern Mexico. And they're worried about this animal being in danger due to all the licking. Its main predators are raccoons and, you know, roadkill. But this recent licking epidemic, pandemic,
sure.
I don't know.
I feel really positive about them. I think they'll take a licking and keep on ticking.
Oh. But, I mean, think about it. Like, so you're trying to fend off raccoons, right? But then some hippies come by and lick all your poison off.
That's so, I mean, I spent so much time generating that poison.
In order to get the toad to release
the stuff.
Toxin,
yeah.
Then the hippies are brushing under its chin as you might a little kitty cat.
Like, hey, buddy.
I think they would enjoy that.
And the toad's like, I don't really remember asking you to rub under my chin.
Oh, so there was not.
Oh, that's
there was
some
no consent. It was a consensual issue.
Unwanted touching.
Yeah. And so then they go, and they put out the poison. And then the hippies like scrape it off of them and go sell it on the market.
Oh, it's just not a lick and lick it and. You just scrape it. There's scraper ego.
Oh, because you can only lick so much.
Wow. We're going to save that.
How many licks does it take to get to the center
of a toad?
Of a toad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we learned a lot today.
So hippies,
have a lot to think about.
This is a message.
Licking the toad.
This is a message to all the hippies. No means no. Okay?
But and also,
licking toads.
The hippies call the licking experience... God molecule.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So it's so potent, it's compared to religious experiences
the more you lick, the closer you get to God.
You know, I felt the same
I've
way.
I've heard that from a few people.
You know, I felt the same way at the kiddish lunch after services today. That bagel with the smoked salmon on it, that was the God molecule right there.
Well, the Park Service says keep your tongues off the toads. Well, I'll be
there. You go. I think that's a good message for all the kids out
there. Keep your tongues where they belong.
Tongues off the toads.
Because, like, how many people are going around licking toads that don't produce this stuff? So now you're just tasting toad.
Yeah. You're not even getting the good stuff.
Yeah. You're not even getting high. You're just licking a toad.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, toads need love, too.
Well, they need love, but not tongue love.
Well,
moving on.
I mean, okay. And now back to the beer, folks. Yeah.
Too much information.
Reverend Mark, you are so right.
God bless you, Reverend Mark.
So right. All right.
Happy Easter.
Let's go to the Oregon Pale.
All right. So, Sparky,
tell us what this can says to you.
It reminds me of elementary school and or middle school and
I'm gonna have
deciding
to
how much ammo or medicine you have to buy to keep from getting dysentery.
All right, how long did the Oregon Trail exist? Because I remember doing it in like kindergarten, which would put you in the womb. So,
I mean, it was '80s. It was like an early '80s thing.
Was it still? Were we still Oregon trailing in the?
Yeah, I mean, I think it continued for.
By the time he got it, it was a classic video game.
Oh wow, that's hurtful.
We only had like cursors, and we had to type things.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't have a mouse. You're on your Apple II, and your
text-based game. Uh-huh. Yeah,
but it's amazing. I mean, yes, but again. Hopefully we will not die of dysentery by drinking this beer. Yes. That's my whole hope here.
You enter a swamp and
right? Because on the label here, it does say a quarantine has left the wagon full of beer. You may
one
drink beer.
Two
drink beer.
Three
drink beer.
Four
drink more beer.
God. I think I'm gonna try this beer.
I think we're gonna try this four. Beer. Yeah.
It smells nice.
Oh, my.
I think we hit a winner here.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I was really starting to worry about this takeover until I had this.
Okay.
Thank you for dialing back to those Apple II days of the early 80s.
Because also Apple, Granny Smith's.
It's good when you invest in the beer and not just the beer label.
Yes.
That's true. And
but also.
But if you can do both.
Good hops.
Yeah.
And Simcoe and Citra.
But also like the malt backbone of this is solid as heck.
Oh god.
Like they just
dialed in.
Yeah, this is super dialed in and good job guys.
I love
Mara Twin. You found your calling.
Yeah. And I mean, thank you for appealing to those early Apple II graphics. God bless you.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this is tasty.
Is there a Pong beer?
I mean,
I'm sure there is somewhere.
There's got to be a Pong beer.
What would it be, though? It would
Pong.
Yes, I know that, but what style
beer? I mean, I think
beer?
That was the only.
But, like, what style beer would it be?
Ping.
West Coast IPA.
Would it be?
Sure.
I think it would be like Schlitz. I don't know. It might be a Schlitz. Schlitz.
Oh, wow. Like a light American lager.
This is one of the most delightful beers I've had in a minute. It is just very
nice.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
You definitely get the Simcoe and just those great kind of resinous, but not too much, right?
It's really it's so balanced.
Balanced out and just perfect.
What's the ABV on this again?
The ABV is 5.3.
Oh my god!
So you could just
there's a lot going
those.
On for that.
It's hard to tell with the pixelated.
the font.
I'm wondering if other cans have other scenes from the Oregon Trail.
That would be cool.
That would be. That I'd would be fine cool. with that.
That'd be too good.
Actually. Yeah, you've only got 800 pounds of bear meat. How much?
They
can
should
you
make
take?
A series. Yeah.
Yeah.
The stout.
This is delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I would go. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a solid four.
Oh, she's trying to go five.
I like this one.
All right. Now let's go to the red-blooded American red ale.
America.
And honestly, kudos for bringing a red ale. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean.
Yeah. We've been a dearth of that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So. This is 6% ABV.
Wow, that's pretty boozy for a red ale. Right?
It's a real red-blooded American.
Medium-bodied, delicious ale makes you want to yell out,
America.
Thank you.
See?
America!
It has a beautiful red color with just enough hop bitterness to play perfectly with the malty goodness. This is a great beer for people who are ready to graduate from a blonde and get ready for more serious brews.
That's what I'm saying. Graduate from the blonde. Come to the redhead, y'all.
There you go.
Here's what.
And there's
this
something
is
to be said for that, you know?
I like this beer, actually. This is
I like it, too,
tasty.
But, I mean,